Bad Seat Podcast. Hello, Elliot.
Hello.
Hello, Scotty.
How are you?
Let's not say my name ever, which I just realized that the last episode. I've never said my name ever.
Well, you need no introduction or something.
Yeah, sure. That's what they all say.
Before they introduce somebody.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, right? This is a guy that needs no introduction and walks off. That's never happened. Yet again, we're in a car.
Yep.
How about that?
Car life.
Car life. Let's just get it started. Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, Scotty.
Yeah?
How are you doing?
I'm okay. You know, I really thought that somebody was going to come through and just, like, give us a house or something.
Right.
Between now and the last podcast.
I mean, at least a room in a house.
Yeah. Or a van.
Storage unit.
But now, no, we're on the top of a building doing this in a car.
Yeah.
Not too bad. This is better than the last place.
Yeah. Well, it's more familiar.
I am very familiar with a Walmart parking lot, so I don't know. I'm not used to being on roofs. Are you a roof person?
Yeah. I mean, I always go on my roof at the house.
You still do cigarettes out there?
Yeah. Well, just like...
You know what's sketchy as shit, by the way? Sorry. We're looking right in somebody's house.
Oh, yeah. The guy's just... he's looking right at us.
He's looking at us.
And you're pointing at him pretty hard.
Oh, whoops.
And we do look like a really terrible undercover.
Yeah, here we are again. Yeah. I bet if a fucking cop would... come up to us, he would just like nod his hat,
give a wink to his hat.
They'd be like, oh yeah, Jerry gave you the Altima.
Yeah,
or Avalon's. I don't even know what kind,
yeah, I drive an Altima.
It's like, Jerry gave you the Avalon, huh? Classic. Yeah. Undercover.
Look out for that stain in the back.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Giggity giggity. There we go. So here we are, the last time. You know what, I'm just gonna jump right into it. I'm trying to just like bullshit. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I was very wrong about a lot of things.
I was wrong about literally it all.
Yeah, not one thing right.
I don't ever get one thing wrong. So the last podcast we had was before episode 3.
Yeah.
So there was 2 since then. Because we did it, it's Monday, so we did it after this one.
Yeah.
So, man, yeah, was I wrong?
Yeah, well, I didn't see that coming. And then, of course, everybody on the internet's like, yeah, I mean, it was pretty obvious when you think about the dagger and the... I was like, yeah, I guess now that it happened.
Yeah, and also, I forgot she had a dagger. What is it, Needle?
No, Needle's her sword.
I'm pretty sure Needle's a fucking dagger. Oh, yeah, she got one made.
Yeah, it was Castle Forge, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
John gave it to her. Needle.
The...
But the dagger she has is the one that they tried to kill Bran with in the first season.
Gotcha.
It was Littlefinger's or something.
It wasn't Jaime's dick, right?
No.
Not that sword that tried to kill Bran.
Tried to kill Brienne.
Oh, yeah. Let me pop open.
Oh.
Pop open this Neurosonic. Man, these things are to juice for.
Is it juice? Is that what's in there?
No. I don't know what it is, but it's for your brain.
It does not smell like juice.
It's for your brain, sir. Non-alcoholic, too.
Oh, that's good.
It's for that side of your brain.
Most alcohol doesn't come in plastic twist-out.
Butt plugs.
Right, butt plugs.
I don't know. Mike's Hard Lemonade had a pretty good little run there, but I think they're gone now.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, they went soft.
Yeah, everybody goes soft these days.
But I mean, were you happy with the episode?
I was.
Both of them.
I don't care. It's a good show. I don't care. I don't care what happens, really. Shit, anything could happen.
Yeah, I'm kind of just now. I'm at the point where I'm just happy to be there.
More people should have died. I'm really tired of seeing people alive.
I think it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I think they're like, yeah, we won't let anybody rest or anything. They're fine.
Yeah.
They just face the greatest dread ever. They'll be good. We'll just give them, like, we'll just hit the road. I don't even like taking a car journey after work. Like, if I had to drive an hour after work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do it.
I love how fast they, like, they don't tell you how long, how far are the two kingdoms apart are they?
Where they're going back and forth to, that's the thing that they call it jetpacking in shows like these, period pieces. Because they should not be able to get back and forth as quickly as they
can. Yeah, dude, they're like, that bald dude's just like there and then there and then, I mean, he doesn't even wear whole shoes.
No.
Like, he wears sandals.
No. Well, he doesn't chafe, though, so that's a good...
Yeah.
That's a bonus.
Well, they took his upper legs, too?
Cause, no. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you don't have to have a dick and balls to chafe, but it definitely facilitates it.
Listen to Elliot's masculinity talking.
Oh, right. That's my toxic chafing masculinity.
Toxic chafing masculinity.
I'm gatekeeping chafing right now. Man. If you don't have a dick and balls, you've never chafed. But, yeah, there is some timeline stuff going on that's weird. Well, they're cramming everything into 6 episodes.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, there's, you know, really, it should be like 20 episodes. That's what they should do. That would be nice. Just a 20-episode season.
20 episodes. Jesus Christ. Keep it plugged in, Elliot.
Yeah, it was plugged in, yeah. I thought.
No. It was starting to pop out. Your knee was starting to pop them.
Oh, sorry. I have very muscular knees. But,
dude, your whole lower half is almost like Swayze in Dirty Dancing.
It's been carrying around a lot of weight for a lot of years. It's just, it's been actually strength training.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Why the fuck is my legs not pretty amazing?
Yeah, why aren't your legs more buff?
I should just do leg days.
Yeah.
I should just go to the gym. How about that? Because I don't do that.
Yeah, but didn't you say, when me and Rob were talking about going to the gym, what did you say? Something to the effect of, like, yeah, because that's what I'm going to do for an hour.
Yeah, I mean, or, I can think of 1,000 things I would rather do for 1 hour. What have you learned in the past week and a half, Elliot?
What have I learned in the past week and a half?
Yeah, what is new news to use?
Well, been on Tinder.
Ooh.
Working the system.
Ooh.
As they say, swiping.
Swiping?
It sucks. It's not a fun way to introduce yourself to somebody. Like, so one match, she lists, you know, just, it was like a list of interest.
Yeah.
And about halfway down, it just said movies, which is, it's insane because everyone likes movies. Like, no one's like, no, I've never seen one.
Yeah.
So I was like, what, you seen any good movies lately? Like, what's the last good movie you saw? And she goes, IDK, you? And I was okay, all right, I'll do it then. I'll fucking do the talking. That's fine.
Hangover 2 was the best movie I've ever seen.
Like, who can't talk about the last movie they saw? That's the simplest thing to ask anybody. Yeah.
It's like, what did you breathe today?
Right.
Air. Hey, it's like, can you answer that one right?
Have you ever had water?
Do you like food?
That's what I'm going to start using. What's your favorite type of bottled water?
Oh, man. There's many different answers for that.
I'm looking for a Deer Park girl.
You want a Nestle bitch?
Oh, shit.
What? Nestle or bitch? Which part did you not like?
Both. I loved both parts.
Oh, okay. You just liked it too much.
Yeah.
That's what you do, man. You just like things too much.
I do, yeah. It says that in my Tinder profile, too, which might be hurting me.
So how was you and that girl's first date?
Oh, it went great. We went to a movie, and she just kept walking off. I was like, no, you have to go in here. You have to go into the theater.
She's blind?
Yeah.
A blind Tinder?
Yeah.
Just say IDK in Braille. Is that possible?
I would love to date a blind person.
A blonde person or blind?
Well, they can be blind, but, you know, as long as they can't see. It just takes a lot of pressure off of you, you know?
How does iPhone work with blind people?
Voice stuff?
I guess, you got text to voice to text. I guess that's a smart.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the dickhead, right?
And because before then they had the little nubs on the phones.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing keyboards but a screen, yeah.
Yeah, you can't get any feel off.
I think
that.
It's safe to say that.
Is that why Blackberries are still a thing? Because blind people use them.
Blind people are just stuck to sidekicks.
Sidekicks.
That's it. Bring. When you flip it open, you know.
was playing Tony Hawk Mobile.
Oh, man. Get the fuck out of my car. I went out to eat with my wife and one of her friends. We went to one of the finest places around here. It's a Chili's.
Oh.
And her friend is a super, super New York.
Right.
And every time my wife would say something, her friend would say, "Shut the fuck up." Nuh-uh. Shut the fuck up. And I just couldn't not, like, almost laugh at it. Shut the fuck up.
It's a weird inflection where it's like, stop talking.
No, but like, when do you take that serious? Like, if you keep saying it all the time, it's going to lose its, like, lose its kick.
Right. Does she just yell, be quiet, when she actually wants you to stop talking?
She says, hush, hush.
Hush, hush.
That's like leaving gas out too long. It just stops being gas and starts being water. It
starts being air.
I don't think that's how that works at all.
I mean, that's what, the gas just floats up and it just, then you breathe it in and then you run real fast.
It's like, that's not like that at all. What's your, you ever dick farted?
You want to elaborate on that?
When you drink a bunch of Dr. Pepper like a bulldog.
Right. Through your dick or through your mouth?
Well, through your mouth. Oh. But you just swallow a shitload of air. And you just start peeing and it's...
Pissing air?
Yeah. It's like taking the hose and curling it and then open it up. Loose. Yeah, and you can feel the air coming out. It's a dick fart. It's a real thing. Look it up. It's on Urban Dictionary.
Well, that's like basically the Library of Congress.
Yeah, if you don't believe... Yeah, that's where Trump gets most of his shit
from. He's Urban Dictionary.
Oh, man.
He doesn't like the urban part, though.
No, he just... Yeah, it's just dictionary.
He just likes dictionary.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me what you learned.
What I learned on Tinder is that I don't really like talking to people that I don't know.
You think that girl thought the same thing? That's why she said IDK?
Yeah, probably. Because it's boring, right? Like, what's the best case scenario is, you know.
Well, you get to a certain age and meeting new people is stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, who's the newest person you know?
The newest person I know?
What a stupid
like the youngest?
Question.
That's what it sounds like the youngest person. I would say, well, I meet new people all the time at work, but they're teenagers, so they don't really count as people yet.
They don't. They're not a real.
You know, they can't even vote.
Yeah.
Or buy a gun.
Yeah, that's the big one.
So, you know.
That's the big one.
What are they even about?
Pepperonis. Like shit
sausage.
Like that. I only like cheese pizza. That was Australian, too.
That was it?
I think so.
Boy, we're just going back to that Australian hard.
They always sound the same with me. Yeah. Always.
But, yeah, always. I would say, I mean, dealing with a lot of new teenagers, they reveal the most personal shit, like, a week and a half into working with them. And they'll just be like, yeah, I mean, my dad just got out of prison. And you're like, oh, that's cool. I don't know your last name.
Yeah, right.
It's
like, have you ever watched Undercover Boss?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, fucking love that show.
I think it's so funny that, like, these people go so hard. Like, the ones that are bad employees really fuck with me. It's like, you know there's a camera there.
Yeah, I think it's... Well, some people like to show their ass for the camera, which I've worked with some people who would definitely be like, hey, welcome to No Fucks Palace, where I'm the Sultan. Come into my abode, and I'll show you how to be bad at this. Yeah. Like, I could see somebody hamming up for the camera.
Just punching bags of chips. There's nothing like that. There's not a feeling better than punching bags of chips and somebody paying for it.
One of the small joys of my life is if there's a bag of chips on the floor at work, I never pick it up. I always just step on it as hard as I can.
And it pops.
Yeah.
Man. Yes.
Fuck you, chips.
Yeah. Or fuck you, whoever buys these.
Right. Well, I don't put a bag out.
Oh.
Popped open bag of chips.
Dude, why?
I mean, would you pick them up off the...
No, I put tape on the pop part and then...
Just some duct tape. like new, yeah. Near mint condition.
Brand newest chips.
Sour cream and onion.
But yeah, the ones that, like, the good employees, that sad music starts playing.
Oh, and you know it's coming.
And they're just like, yeah, I've got 14 kids, and I just don't know how to do it with this job here at Cinnabon. I don't know how I'm going to work with it. Like, this dude that they've known for 3 hours.
Yeah.
With, like, a mustache falling off his face.
The disguises are so fucking terrible. Like, they don't even look like people after they disguise them.
They look like, you know how, like, in the Lego movies, some of them have mustaches and right. Shit? That's how they look.
It looks like if you wished a bunch of police sketches to life is what undercover boss disguises look like. If that person walked in the room, I'd be like, well, they always go midlife crisis, too. They're like, yeah, and they put, like, fake tattoos on.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be like, yeah, I'm just kind of like a rocker, you know, just kind of like that fucking rock and roll shit.
They've never gotten quizzed.
No.
Oh, man. I have seen, like, two where they, like, figured it out and they, like, had to pay it off, pay the person off or something. They were like, you need to shut up about this. They were like, is this undercover boss?
Well, there was one I remember where the guy was like, I'm kind of nervous about going to this branch or this location because I've had, like, 3 meetings with the owner before. I'm afraid he's going to recognize me. And he walks in and the guy's like, Jim? Like, right away. Like, what the fuck, dude? You just changed your hair. You didn't change your actual face.
How many businesses in the world are there? Like,
I don't know.
That's fucking hundreds of thousands.
I know there's, like, just like 300 hair salons in our town.
Yeah.
So if you think about that, there's, you know. They should do lower scale undercover boss, though.
That's what I'm saying. There should be like a. Could you imagine one at like Tony's Ice Cream or something? like the owner is 106 years old,
right?
And he like dresses Tony. Up like he's the tattoo punk dude.
Tony Senior comes in the fucking.
It's like his arm skin and his neck skin up are just two completely different colors. And
oh
like,
god!
Like the jackass type thing, you know. It would be silly.
Yeah, I think the best part about Undercover Boss is it is the ending where they give these people all this shit. And it's like, you know, they usually budget out about 10 grand or maybe more. Sometimes they go buck wild.
Yeah.
But they're giving it from the company, right? So it's like a multi-million dollar company and they're like, we're going to pay so that your kid can get that bicycle removed from his back. And it's like, wow, thank you so much. It'll make it way easier for me to make $10 an hour for you now.
Yeah, right?
Thank you so much.
We're going to give you a quarter raise.
Right. And we're going to fix that fryer so it doesn't spit grease on you so much. And they start crying, oh, my God.
And they give everybody an old Easter basket.
Right.
Like, it's June, but thank you. Thank you very much.
And we got misprinted T-shirts for your whole church.
Yeah. Here's a gift card to $25 to any Ross establishment.
Dress for Less. Copyright 2019.
Yeah. And then they get to the bad one. They're like, Jeff, you can go fuck yourself.
Right. We're taking 10 grand.
You get no raise, but you could still work here. Because they always have like a turnaround moment where they're like, what's wrong, man? What's wrong with you,
Talk
man?
To me.
Talk to me, man. It's like, you're getting real close to me, mister. I've known you for 3 hours, bro. Chill.
I've just seen you without a fake beard for the first time.
I feel like I can make that show better.
Well, you could. Like, you know what would be really interesting? Do Undercover Boss with cops. Do a crossover.
God damn. That's basically what happens all over the... But it's just... I'll tell you this. I know... How about this? Cops... around in Charlotte wear chess cams now.
Yeah.
I found out that they can turn them off at any time.
They sure can.
By themselves. Like, it's not something that, like, headquarters turns off. Like, they can just be like...
Click.
Yeah, because I worked at a bar, and we had two cops there every Friday night. They would just, you know, be there. And one of them was like, hey, I forgot their names. I was like, hey, Jim, did you remember to... Turn your body cam off. And that just blew my fucking mind. What's the point of having it if you could just be like, oh, it wasn't on.
Well,
sorry.
Now you get these great stories, well, terrible stories, but like where they forget to turn them off and do some sketchy shit.
Yeah, I think that's what they're waiting for, but if they're just off already, then what's the fucking point of having them?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is it just looks good. People think, oh, well, this cop might not fuck me up because he's got a camera on his chest.
This cop looks like fucking Iron Man.
Right. He's got Tony Stark.
But it's off.
Yes. And he has a baton, not a suit of armor.
Yeah. And they get paid on top of getting paid. That always pissed me off.
What do you mean?
Like, they get paid for being security, cop security, I guess, at the bar, on top of them being at work, you know?
Oh.
This always fucking fucks. Fucking. Hey, you fucking cots. Was that Australian?
That was like a Cockney, kind of. I'm going to be honest with you.
I hate those dogs.
I don't think it was anything.
Oh.
I'm not trying to discourage you from doing voices.
I'm not that bad at voices. Tell me a voice. Let's see what I got.
Let's see here. New Zealand.
Hey, whatcha doja?
I take it back. Yeah, when you're wrong, you're wrong.
Exactly. I'm really good at celebrity impressions.
Oh, really? Can I give you a couple?
Mm-hmm.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Hello! No, that's a joke.
All right, what about Andy Dick?
I don't know. Okay, there's a website called Cameo. Cameo.com.
Oh, yeah.
And you can pay a celebrity to give basically celebrities that are almost broke, it's a way for them to keep making money. You, like, pay them $70, and they will give you a personalized shout-out with your name and stuff. Andy Dick is, like, fucking $10.
Can we pay him to never talk about us?
Yeah. Can I pay you not to talk for 20 minutes? How much is that? $250? Cool. I want you to film it.
Didn't a country star or somebody got in trouble on there because they thought that they were doing a shout out for a veterans group, and it turns out it was white nationalists?
Oh no!
And he's like, I just want to, you know, give a big shout out, thank all these guys for everything they do. They're real heroes. And it was a very violent white nationalist group that they were shouting out.
I did not know that. That is a funny fucking thing.
Yeah, I wish I could remember who it was, but
I hope it's somebody like a Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney would be a mark for that.
Who are we kidding? Kenny Chesney knows all of his white power.
Right?
He's no stranger to his white power.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I wouldn't have charged you if I knew it was y'all.
Exactly. It was like, I'll give you the discount code next time, my brother. I feel like that's what they call each other, my brother.
Right. Like, ironically?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's up? And they do, the Viking forearm handshake.
That shit is so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
They just want to feel each other's shitty tattoos every time they see each other.
Like, I can feel your ink.
Right. Boy, this kid never went down, did it?
It's extremely infected.
Right. Boy, I'm going to be honest with you. The smell is overpowering.
This hurts. This hurts me.
Oh, it's under my fingernails.
I'm sorry I caught your scab. Oh, you're bleeding there a little bit.
He's just got little bits of toilet paper stuck, like he cut himself shaving.
Yeah, it also doesn't help that they're all, like, hooked real bad on dog food. And they all have just, like, track marks everywhere.
Right. Just mainlining dog food.
You know, that is a terminology for heroin.
Is it?
Yeah, dog food. It's a street thing, man. If you don't, you know.
I'm not from the streets.
Yeah, you're from the rooftops.
Yeah, I go on the roof. I look at the streets. But I'm scared of them. Yeah, I was street adjacent. I mean, there was a physical road where I grew up.
Yeah.
But, no, nothing really went on. There was, like, some people had dogs, but they were all small breeds.
We used to have a chow when I was young. When I was a youngling, that would eat aluminum cans.
Oh, wow.
And pass them. How? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, probably kept leaving cans around.
Yeah, that was not my fault.
No, I know. Well, you're not on can duty as a child.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because I was.
Oh, well.
I was a can crusher. That's what they used to call me.
Can Crusher.
Yeah. And then it morphed into Pussy Crusher.
That's right.
And then back into Can Crusher. Right? Like, yeah, you're not working out. We're going to have to.
Yeah, we're going to send you back down to the minors. You get your arm back. You can come back and see us, all right?
I was the original Kenny Powers.
Why? That is a huge leap from Can Crusher to Pussy Crusher, because there's so many things in between.
No, there's not.
There's not?
Name one.
Board breaker. Like karate.
I play real sports.
With Brian Gumbel?
Yeah. Well, board breaker. What are you, a fucking white nationalist now?
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they also, like...
They also buy guns.
Yeah.
And hoard ammo and stuff.
I feel like some of the only people that still buy Can Crushers are fucking rednecks. Like, that's it. Like, yeah. The ones that go on your porch and you're just like, I have 3,000 cans. What do I do?
Yeah.
Oh, buy a crusher and go sell them.
Yeah, if you have enough cans that you need a mechanical device to manage them, then you're on a separate level.
Yeah. A relative of mine, so those big trash can, like, I don't know, what is it, like 16-gallon bags?
Yeah.
Fucking, like, 7 or 8 of them. Crushed cans. The cans were, like, you know, yay big. Filled 7 or 8 of them up.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and I don't know how much beer that is, but it was $75 worth of crushed cans.
It was a lot more than $75 worth of beer.
Yeah, right? It's like the trade-off is very...
Well, it's not a good way to make a profit, but it certainly will get you started on the next 7 bags.
Somebody should really tell that to homeless people.
Right. Hey, guys, I'm just going to be honest. I don't think this is sustainable.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I don't know. Every time I talk to a homeless person, they try to give me advice, it seems like.
One literally the other day, this wasn't the other day, this was a while back, but there's a vacant place in front of this bar up here, and I was looking at it because maybe we didn't have to do it in a car.
Right, in a building?
Yeah, maybe we could podcast in the building. So I was like getting the number off of it, and there was a homeless dude that walked up to the window, and I didn't pay him any attention, and I had an entire conversation with the guy on the phone about the building, and then also got on Instagram. You know, I was in a parking spot, and I look over, and the motherfucker's still there, and he's been waving for, like, fucking 7 minutes.
Right.
Like, they're the sweetest, most patient creatures, but they will also stab you with a fucking dirty needle in this town.
Yeah.
It just depends on what time of the day you catch them.
Right. It just, you know, everybody has bad days.
And then behind me, there was a guy... I saw him walk up to a guy that was on a ladder. It looked like a scene out of a movie. Like, it was just a guy on a ladder in an empty town. Like, what are you doing?
Like, there's a bucket of paint at the bottom of the ladder?
Yeah, yeah, like, it's something like that. And he looked like Mario. But the guy, like, the homeless dude, like, looked up and was, like, asking the guy on the ladder for money. It's like, he's a little busy, I guess.
Dude, that was one of the best, one of my favorite scenes in The Wire is, I think it was Bubbles. He walks by and there's a dude on a ladder working like a story up, and he grabs the end of the ladder and goes, "Drop your fucking wallet or I'm going to," and he starts to shake the ladder.
Yeah, he could have done that.
Yeah, the dude just drops his wallet down.
Oh, man.
And of course, he runs away, and this dude's trying to quickly climb down a ladder.
Oh, at that point, you're gone.
Yeah. It's honestly a perfect crime.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ever do have the opportunity, I'll
probably... If you see one person on a ladder, consider it done.
Right.
Hopefully you're not wearing flip-flops.
If not, well, that's probably likely. So I don't know.
I don't know.
And also, even if I was wearing Nike tennis shoes, plug, I probably wouldn't be able to run anyway.
Yep, that's it. Hey, guys, you feeling blue? How about a pair of blue Nikes? something. I don't know. Yeah, that's not an official... wish.
No, I don't. Well, I don't think anybody's gonna be like, "Are they really sponsored by Nike?"
I don't know. Maybe
we could.
I don't know. I posted a Photoshop picture of Maisie Williams yesterday.
Oh, wait, that was Photoshop? I told everybody about that.
Exactly.
Right.
I got so many messages. She was like, "How the fuck did you get her to wear your shirt?"
Oh my god.
I was like, if you zoom in, it is blatantly Photoshopped.
Yeah. I mean, it looks good.
Like, even in the comments, we're talking shit, like, saying, pretty sure that's Photoshop.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It says Photoshop.
That's, like, a thing people do now on Instagram.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's fucking funny.
But, you know, you should start doing it with people who are, like, kind of believable. Like Muggsy Bogues, maybe? Like, maybe you ran into him.
Honestly, yeah. I had this conversation earlier today, and I don't know how. But I think people that used to be famous is way more interesting than currently famous people.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like Buzz from Home Alone.
What's he up to?
Exactly.
I want to know.
I mean, he's in, like, CSI or something, but he's, like, a, you know, a E-class celebrity. You know, like, he gets fucking 4 minutes of airtime.
Right.
But he was in fucking one of the biggest movies of the 90s.
Yeah.
A pretty big character. But he was just, his hair was big. He really wasn't.
Well, yeah, there's, like, there's...
Woof.
Oh, God. Woof.
Buzz, your girlfriend.
Ugh.
Woof. But shit like that, like, I don't know, like, any of the child stars from the 90s, like, that always, like, I always get in a fucking rabbit hole with that shit. Like, where the Sandlot is now, fucking A.
Yeah, I saw a group photo of all of them, and I didn't recognize almost any of them.
Yeah. Like, the main kid, Scotty, actually, I can pull up a picture of it, because it's fucking, the guy looks completely fucking insane.
I think one of the dudes got really, like, jacked, didn't he? I remember one of them looked real strong.
The Squints is, like, an EDM DJ or something. Or he's just a professional shitbag or something.
That makes sense. That's the one who got the mouth-to-mouth at the pool.
Oh, yeah. He's the big tooth kid.
Yeah, that makes sense that he would be a EDM guy.
Scotty Smalls. That's his name in the movie. What's your real name, sir? What is your real name?
What if it was Jason Biggs? And we just didn't realize.
Right. But, here's...
Oh, is that a... Oh, that's a mugshot, right?
Yeah, so this is a mugshot. Here's the story, because I've looked into this. So this is a... would you say Tom Geary?
Yeah, Geary.
Geary. He was the Scotty in the Sandlot. He was drunk and he headbutted somebody at TSA at the airport. Because they said he was too intoxicated to get on the plane.
Which, that, what a way to prove somebody right.
Yeah. It's like, what if he got his way after that?
Yeah, they're like, you know what, dude? You're right. You totally did a sweet headbutt.
Yeah. Dude, that was awesome.
Dude, we all hate that guy. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Get on your flight.
Fuck Randy, man.
It was like, you're too drunk.
I'm too drunk? You're too drunk. It's just...
Oh, yeah, it looks, his mouth looks like a pop balloon.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen anybody's lips be the exact same color as their face.
Yeah, but that's what he looks like. I don't understand how did you even make your picture look like that?
I don't know.
Well, like, there's no way.
I guess they don't usually give you a couple options in booking. Like, let's get one for safety. Let's make sure.
Here's a good segment. Every show we do this from now on. It said, what's your Google history?
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we're going there?
All right. I'll do one.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, hold on.
Go ahead. Go on, Git.
Let's see here. Pull it up. If you have one ready, you can go ahead.
Before I said Scotty Sandlot, Giant's Milk was I got a couple. It's Giant's Milk, Septum Rings.
Oh, okay.
Zac Efron, Dahmer, Bundy, Walmart checkout. It's like I'm grown up now. Like, they used to be more crazy.
Yeah, here's a few wacky selections from mine.
Yeah.
Set 15-minute timer. Weather.
Baseball bats bulk.
Are you starting a gang? Oh, sorry.
You can't say that too loud up here.
Yeah. You got chef store.
Buzz from Home Alone 2 days ago.
Just
pulling butt apart. That's so funny. I forgot why.
Well, I mean,
like, that's such a broad thing to type in
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's too broad. I'm pretty sure I know what's going to pop up.
Yeah, but that could go either way. I don't even remember Croup. Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars. What did you Google that to show me a picture during the movie?
Yeah. Your Google history shows how creepy you are or how stupid you fucking are.
Right. Well, if there's some dumb questions, like, I mean, mine just happens to be pretty tame this time.
Yeah, mine's pretty, it's like I run a business or something. But here's one. White weed bumblebees sit on.
What? What is it?
I don't remember. White weed that bumblebees sit on.
Talk about dandelions?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Food open near me.
Oh, yeah. I've passed that one like 6 times.
Oh, Danzig hacked. Because I wanted to see if that thing about him saying, I don't eat cum, was real. And it wasn't. And I was really disappointed.
Bounce Patrol.
Bounce Patrol.
That's a children's show.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Well, I also found this the other day, and I really have so many questions. This is a Gaston Gazette article. Gastonia family asking city for lenience on keeping dwarf goats.
Okay, so here's the thing about this. This is one of my buddies from work.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's his daughter and son on the front page of the newspaper
today.
You're fucking
my dick.
I'm not. His name's Josh Lee. He's a really great guy. And he's fighting to keep his pet goats right now.
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah.
Yeah.
How the fuck you know this shit?
He walked in. We worked together this morning. He walked in with a paper, and he's like, we got on the front page. They've been fighting this battle for, like, a while.
This is claim to fame. Yeah. He's like, this is it, Josh.
I'm
Lee.
Going to a city council meeting tomorrow to support him.
No shit.
Yeah.
You need pictures?
Yeah. Going to take some photos?
Y'all need, like, moral support?
Yeah.
I got to work.
Oh, shit. That's at 6 o'clock at night.
I got to work.
No, I forgot.
I got a thing. Yeah.
Sorry, I got a kid.
Yeah. I got things.
But, yeah, so he's, basically there's ordinances to where you can keep pet rabbits or, you know, you can have a mini horse in city limits, and it's okay.
Yeah.
But the laws aren't there for pet goats. So somebody called and reported them, even though the goats are, you know, not really a nuisance. And so now they're basically being like, look, you got to stop discriminating against goats. And one of them's a fainting goat, too, which is just the greatest.
Imagine working for fucking animal control and you're catching a fucking fainting goat and you finally get it around his neck and he passes out. How big of a dick do you feel like?
You're like, aww.
You're like, oh, fuck, dude. Come on, man.
Well, at that point, you probably hope it's a fainting goat and you didn't just kill a goat.
Yeah.
Like give it a heart attack or
That's
something.
That's true.
I actually learned about periods from a goat.
Oh, what?
I was, my buddy had a pet goat.
What?
And,
well, okay, what's the fuck? Why? Is this the same person?
No, this is when I was a child.
Okay, why do so many people have pet goats around here?
Don't worry about it. Yeah. it's a society.
It's like goat cheese.
Right.
You like goat cheese? Shut the fuck up.
It's good. It tastes good on stuff.
Yeah. But all of your job's cheese is just goat cheese.
Yeah, like that's where we get it. That's why we're fighting so hard. We don't want to lose our supply. He's just milking these goats.
From these 3 dwarf goats.
Yeah. But it's amazing, man. Like, he got on the front page of the paper. Well, his wife, he tells me every time, he's like, no, my wife is just like, once she gets her teeth in something, man, it's going to happen one way or the other. And now she's going to have, like, all these people yielding their time to her at the city council meeting. She's going to talk for, like, an hour.
She's about to Daenerys Targaryen that motherfucker.
Basically. So, I mean, it's going to be great, man. I cannot wait to see it in action.
Honestly,
and they're going to try to bring one of the goats into the meeting.
Get the... better take a video.
So, oh, no, we're going to be filming all this shit. Just like,
yeah, you got to be filming all this shit, man.
But... He said, basically, if they don't let him in the building, Josh is going to have to wait in the car with the goat during the meeting.
You're going to leave it running because
yeah, he's gonna
then you'll get a nuisance or like a animal abuse charge to the goat that they're trying to make you get rid of.
No, he's going to, you know, AC on, windows up, you know, it's a
That's
happy
the way
goat.
We like to fuck. Yeah. For sure.
But that's insane. Yeah. That's what we talked about all day at work today.
That is fucking ape shit that that is an actual thing that is happening in this world.
Yeah, front page news.
Check this out. This is fun.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? A fucking cat? Hey, don't fucking look at me like that. That's a weird looking fucking cat. Ma! Yo, there's a stray cat outside. I don't want it starting a fight with Lucy. Lucy, it's okay. It's okay, Lucy. Don't worry about it. Ma!
That fucking cat sketches me out.
Ma, there's a weird stray cat outside. It looks it looks like grandma, the thing. Hey, get the fuck out of here. I don't even know if that's a fucking cat. Blink, motherfucker.
So that dude who recorded that, he's like an actor, and he posted that to his Instagram, and they took it down because they were saying he was bullying the cat.
Oh, really?
So then he eventually put up a follow-up video like, hey, what the fuck? Like, that's my friend's cat. They thought it was funny. The cat thought it was funny.
Yeah, right? It's like people, I mean, that's good. People are taking up for the cat. That's a fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, if somebody was hurting a cat, but he was just being a real silly goose about it.
Here's the thing that I've been worried about for a while. I guess this is an important time to watch this video. Let's talk about how suspect Yosemite Sam is.
Any one of you lily-livered, bow-legged varmints care to slap leather with me? In case any of you get any ideas, you better know who you're dealing with.
That's my new Tinder bio.
Yeah. But he calls Bugs Bunny the same thing over and over again. And it's like, I feel like they're just replacing that word.
Yeah, oh
just
yeah.
Just check it out.
You long-eared galoot.
Galoot. Ooh, yeah. Galoot. Like, what the fuck is a galoot?
Why, you doggone crazy idiot? That's my new hat.
That's my new hat.
It sure is getting powerful warm in here. Start walking, you doggone long-eared galoot. Say your prayers, you long-eared galoot.
I refuse to look up any more reference because...
Anyways,
the only other person I've heard say that is my dad, who has at times called me a big galoot.
What the fuck is a galoot?
I don't know.
That's an Urban Dictionary thing?
Yeah, my dad has also always said, grab a root and growl. Which apparently isn't a thing that people have heard of people saying.
Yeah, that's not a...
But I said it one day, and Rob was like, what the fuck did you just say? What does that mean? It's like, grab root and growl. Come on.
Yeah.
Shag ass.
That's true. I've literally never heard that in my entire fucking career of life.
Come on, you big galoot.
Yeah.
Grab a root and growl.
You long-eared galoot. I do a good Yosemite.
Yeah, we found it.
Yeah, we found it. I do a good Yosemite. I do a good Tupac. I do a good Vince Vaughn.
I thought you were going to say Vin Diesel.
Oh, no. I can do a Vin Diesel, too.
But yeah. That's...
Yeah. Oh, man. Have you seen that? I'd have to fucking look for it. But it's like an outtake of... it's either one of the fast... The Rock was in it.
Oh, that outtake where he's like, you better hide your baby oil?
No.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
that. No. They're standing face to face. And then the camera zooms out and Vin Diesel's on a fucking crate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty great.
That makes me feel good about
me. He recorded... Now, now that you're a Marvel fan... We've seen Endgame...
I'm not. You don't need to. Actually, go on my Facebook page and you'll see the last 10 minutes. It's all you need.
Yeah, I mean, a lot happens in the last 10. But he played Groot, who's like a 7-foot-tall tree man. And while he record, all the character says is, I am Groot. In different inflections. It's like an R2-D2 thing where it was written in the script what he was supposed to say, but he only said, I am Groot, and he was on stilts when he recorded it.
Oh, man.
So that he could feel more Grootish.
So, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Because he was on stilts, did he forget his words, and that was the only thing that came to his mind? No,
that was just what the character required. The character can only say, I am Groot, and he's like, 7 or 8 foot tall. So, of course, Vin Diesel needed some help. And that's just him.
That's two of him.
That's just his method acting, Like, he really gets into it.
It's like, how do you audition for that role?
Like, he didn't even he didn't even wear a cross necklace or anything.
No. We have been bullshitting for about, how many minutes is that?
That's going on.
Too many.
Yeah, 55-ish.
It doesn't matter. Get it? Yeah.
It's wrestling stuff.
That's wrestling. My food's getting cold, so I'm going to have to get home.
When did you, what food do you have?
Oh, no, I have a automatic timer on my microwave.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, and it went on at 10:45.
Oh, okay.
So great, now it's cold.
Well, you could just microwave it again.
Well, then I'll have twice microwave food, which is what peasants eat.
It's the ingredient to some sort of sad spell.
Yeah, that's what peasants eat.
That's how you conjure depression, is microwaving food twice.
Yeah, exactly. I wish. It's been real. It's been fun. We're too big to be in a car. Yeah. I'm going to say this again. By the next episode, we will not be in a vehicle.
We will be inside of brick and wood.
No, we're going to stand outside of the vehicle. That's literally about it.
Or we're going to find a bigger car to sit in.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody has a luxury sedan that I can sit in.
Preferably with a laptop mount.
Laptop mount. Anyways, Elliot, thank you for hanging out with me again.
As always, I appreciate it.
And we're Dalen. Which is the old commercial. You remember that commercial?
Nope.
Okay. With the dog, it was a car lot commercial. Fuck off.